When Karen Land of Sand Coulee, Montana, packs for a trip north to Alaska, these are just a few of the items on her list. 18 packs of wet wipes, 50 chemical hand warmers, 1,200 booties, and more than 1,000 pounds of food. The booties and the food are for the dogs.
I feed a lot of game meat, so it's elk, antelope, buffalo, deer, and then I also feed a lot of beaver, and then I feed some ground chicken and hamburger, and then dry dog food as well.
Land is a musher, preparing for her third Iditarod sled dog race. The last great race, as it's called, is 1,150 miles across Alaska from Anchorage to Nome. Land's preparations were going smoothly until the recent mad cow incident in the state of Washington.
I had heard a rumor that people had been having a hard time getting through the border with hamburger going up to races, because there's a lot of races up in Canada.
Mushers from the lower 48 normally hire a trucking company to transport their dog food to Alaska or drive it up themselves. But given the mad cow disease scare, this was not shaping up like a normal year for Iditarod race manager Jack Niggemeier of Wasilla, Alaska.
The concern is basically that Canada is not allowing any shipments of U.S. processed beef or beef byproducts or anything containing beef. You know, obviously to go overland from Minnesota or Montana or somewhere to Alaska, you got to go through Canada, and they're not allowing it in.
For musher Karen Land, changing the dog's diet to exclude animal products banned at the Canadian border was out of the question.
I mean, these are professional athletes, and so to all of a sudden change their diet that they've been training on for the last 6 months is a huge problem, and most mushers aren't willing.
Race manager Niggemeier spent a couple of weeks reviewing alternate shipping options from sealed containers to air freight before settling on a barge.
That's how we get most of our goods to Alaska anyways, is by barge. At this point, we've got one truckload coming out of Milwaukee with the mushers that live in the Michigan and Minnesota area, and then another one coming out of Montana for those guys, and it'll be delivering it to Seattle, and then we'll put it on the barge and bring it north.
Niggemeier estimates that it will cost mushers up to 25 cents a pound to ship their dog food and other supplies by barge. For her part, Karen Land is ready to pay the added expense. Land, along with her lead dog Pig and team of 15 other dogs, is ready to get down to the business of racing now that this matter of dog food is settled.
You know, I've been training this group for the last several years, and so it's like having kids. You watch them from pups grow up, and they're kind of uncoordinated, and you know they can hardly pull to beefing up and becoming these muscled athletes that just have this desire to go no matter what.
The 32nd Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race starts Saturday, March 6th in Anchorage.